A developer says everything is on track to start work this summer to restore an historic theater in western Massachusetts. State legislators have earmarked funds for another theater restoration project in the region. Completing paperwork is all that stands in the way of beginning a $41 million redevelopment of the historic Paramount Theater and attached Massasoit building in downtown Springfield, according to Heriberto Flores, president of the New England Farm Workers Council. The nonprofit owns the two historic properties on North Main Street. The extensive rehabilitation project is part of the rebirth of Springfield, said Flores.
The objective is to clear everything out and make the downtown from the south end to the north end one beautiful place.
City officials agree the project is very important both in terms of economic development and historic preservation. Nearby the Paramount is Union Station, which reopened last year after a $95 million restoration. Just a few blocks north of the theater, the city's old bus station is being torn down for a new office building. On South Main Street, the $960 million MGM Casino opens next month. Mayor Dominic Sarno said it is important to bring back the Paramount.
Another marquee development project here, historic marquee development project.
Founded as a vaudeville theater in 1926 and later used as a movie theater, a venue for live rock concerts, and from 1999 to 2011 a nightclub, the Paramount has a Wurlitzer organ and Tiffany chandeliers.
We are going to maintain all the historical perspective, and then also there will be the front facade, that will be nice. And we had to get approval because we're going to be doing electronic lightings and everything else. And it will brighten that whole section up.
Plans call for the Massasoit building, which dates to 1857 and has been vacant for more than a decade, to be redeveloped as an 85-room hotel. Flores said the construction work will begin by replacing the roof to protect the buildings from further deterioration.
We want to do that early on, and then we bottom up the building so then we can continue working out. This will be like a 2-year project.
Last year, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development awarded a $3.6 million loan guarantee for the project. Flores said the other funding that is needed is all in place. Once completed, the project is projected to create 73 new full-time jobs. Part of the mission of the nonprofit organization run by Flores is to provide employment opportunities for minorities and low-income people.
And that's why I take pride that we say we are building in the new Springfield. And that, you know, the population is shifting, the numbers and everything else. And so that's why when you go, a lot of people feel very proud of what we're doing in the community.
An economic development bond bill that's making its way through the legislative process on Beacon Hill could provide a boost to a nearly decade-long effort to restore the derelict Victory Theater in Holyoke. The House version of the $600 million bond bill earmarked $2 million for the Victory Theater project. The estimated cost to refurbish the 98-year-old theater in downtown Holyoke has ballooned from $29 million in 2010 to approximately $43 million now. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.